When was the last time you got dressed up to go to a movie? 50 years ago, on September 30th, 1952, to be exact, everybody in the movie audience at the Broadway Theater on 53rd Street was dressed up. It was the premiere of Cinerama, which would literally change the shape of things to come. A large velvet curtain covering the screen opened part way to reveal world traveler, correspondent Lowell Thomas.
A movie started, a regular movie, you know, like a square image on a screen.
Filmmaker David Strohmeyer saw Cinerama as a young child.
The favorite memory is Lowell Thomas saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cinerama."
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cinerama.
And the curtain opened to the widest screen ever seen.
And then you hear this huge loud noise, which is a clang of a roller coaster starting with all the rumbling. And then the curtain's opening all at the same time. It's like one of those goosebump moments.
Cinerama, the pioneering widescreen process, used three images projected at once to create a wide, curved picture that mirrored what the eye could see, peripheral vision and all. It came along at a particular moment. It was the early 1950s.
During the post-war period, people were coming off of 40-hour weeks that they worked during the war.
John Belton is the author of a book called Widescreen Cinema.
And 2-week vacations became a routine part of everyone's employment package in this post-war period. So people had lots and lots of leisure time to do things. And they didn't want to go to the movies anymore.
They wanted to buy cars. They wanted to go on trips, barbecue in the backyard, entertain.
All of these activities are not things you can do in 2 hours. There's a kind of refocusing of leisure time.
And there was TV, of course. And the movie business felt it all. Movie attendance dropped by 50% between 1948 and 1952. Cinerama was just what the business needed. Cinerama was the brainchild of inventor Fred Waller, who brought it to showman Mike Todd and adventurer Lowell Thomas, who was convinced the new format would revolutionize the industry.
My father had traveled so much around the world, he was full of ideas.
Lowell Thomas Jr.
of things that could be done with this widescreen technique that actually embraced about 140 degrees.
Cinerama screens were huge, 60 feet wide, with 15 feet deep curves on either side.
And it'd be so much better to look at the world with the same kind of view that the human eye has when you're right out there, instead of like looking through a keyhole, which was basically the motion picture technique in those early days.
So that's what early Cinerama pictures were, travelogues, with more than a dash of kitsch, titles like Search for Paradise and South Seas Adventures, with stereophonic scores to match their spectacularly sized pictures.
It was always very American.
David Strohmeyer has just completed a documentary film on the history of Cinerama.
They would start out in the United States. They'd be flying over the Statue of Liberty, something on our trip around the world, you know. And even the announcer, Lowell Thomas, would say, "Next stop, Bangkok," or something, you know. And then suddenly you'd be swooping down into Bangkok and you'd get an aerial view of it. Next stop, something else. At the end of the movie, you would get this very rousing patriotic thing where the Mormon Tabernacle Choir was singing, "This is my country," or something. And then the movie would be over.
And it was incredibly successful, even in that first year, 1952, when the first film, This is Cinerama, was playing in only one theater. And remember, this was an independent production, East Coast-based.
Hollywood was getting pretty concerned. It was filling up every night. People could not get tickets. You had a waiting list of 3 and 4 months to get tickets to see Cinerama. And then you go down to the local movie theater where they're playing Shane or something, and it was maybe a third full.
This is Cinerama was the top-grossing film of 1952. Soon after it appeared, pizzaramas and burgeramas, laundaramas and motoramas dotted the main streets of America.
Don't buy any food, keeper, until you've seen the fabulous Foodorama by Kelvinny.
Cole Porter used it in his lyrics to a song from Silk Stocking.
Cinerama.
Vista Vision R.
Superscope R.
President Eisenhower takes an afternoon off to see a movie.
Cinerama went to the very top.
It's a special showing of Cinerama.
And they even tried to make real Cinerama movies with star directors like John Ford and Henry Hathaway. How the West Was Won was filmed in Cinerama, its theme of the expansion of the West seemed somehow related to the format. And the wonderful world of the Brothers Grimm.
And not another word out of anyone.
Whose theme seemed not related at all.
Once upon a time,
There was a cob.
And Cinerama was not immune to Cold War politics either. The Soviets invented their own widescreen three-camera process called Kinopanorama, and the two countries battled it out over screen size. But it rose and it fell. It presented huge artistic, financial, and logistical problems to filmmakers because of its three-strand technology. Later, the studios created single-panel, widescreen formats with compound names. VistaVision, Panavision, CinemaScope, Technoscope, and there was 3D. And in a whole new concept, Smell-O-Vision, which pumped aromatic oils into movie theaters to enhance the film-going experience. The advertising campaign for Smell-O-Vision, by the way, provided a lovely capsule lesson in the history of movies. First They Moved, 1895. Then They Talked, 1927. Now They Smell. But I digress. Right now, a few impassioned people are busy trying to preserve the Cinerama story, as well as the physical remains, if you will, of the process. The prints, in particular, of the few films made in the original three-part system, complete with seams showing between the panels when they're projected. That's all part of it. The seams, the ungainly equipment, the novelty of even having tried it at all.
It is a novelty, but it is more than that. To this day, every movie theater you walk into, Cinerama has had its effect, not only just on the filmmakers, but on the fact that you're watching a screen that is not square anymore. It's wide. Cinerama did create the revolution that Lowell Thomas said it would.
So put on your tux, your gown, and toast the process that made movies wide.
I think it's great just to bring it back, you know, 50 years later to just have a reminder of how it started and who started it.
Maybe it will come to your town soon.
I'd sure like to see it again.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkin.